在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
The steamboat. There was a big storm after midnight, and the rain poured down. We stayed inside the shelter we had built, and let the raft sail down the river. Suddenly, by the light of the lightning, we saw something in the middle of the river. It looked like a house at first.But then we realized it was a steamboat. It had hit a rock and was half in and half out of the water. We were sailing straight towards it. It looks as if it'll go under soon, Jim said after a couple of minutes. Let's go and take a look, I said. I don't want to board a sinking ship, said Jim.But when I suggested that we might find something useful on the boat, he agreed to go. So we paddled over and climbed onto the steamboat, keeping as quiet as mice. To our astonishment, there was a light in one of the cabins. Then we heard someone shout, "Oh, please, boys, don't kill me. I won't tell anybody." A man's angry voice answered,
You're lying. You said that last time. We're going to kill you.
When he heard these words, Jim panicked and ran to the raft. But although I was frightened, I also felt very curious, so I put my head round the door. It was quite dark, but I could see a man lying on the floor, tied up with rope. There were two men standing over him.One was short with a beard. The other was tall and had something in his hand that looked like a gun.
I've had enough of you. I'm going to shoot you now, this man said.
He was obviously the one who had threatened the man on the floor, and it was a gun he had in his hand.
No, don't do that, said the short man. Let's leave him here.The steamboat will sink in a couple of hours, and he'll go down with it.
When he heard that, the frightened man on the floor started crying. He sounds as if he's going to die of fright, I thought. I have to find a way to save him. I crawled along the deck, found Jim, and told him what I had heard. We must find their boat and take it away.Then they'll have to stay here, I said. Jim looked terrified. I'm not staying here, he said. But I persuaded him to help me, and we found the men's boat tied to the other side of the steamboat. We climbed quietly in, and as we paddled away, we heard the two men shouting. By then, we were a safe distance away.But now I began to feel bad about what we had done. I didn't want all three men to die.